If Jesus were to return today, would you be ready for him? Even asking that question, does it make you excited? Nervous? Panic-stricken? Hopefully not sad or disappointed. So often we think of our own death or the end of the world as the end. I remember getting close to my ordination, what seemed like years and years of preparation, and thinking, if I die or the second coming happens before my ordination, I'm going to be upset for at least 2 full minutes. And then I'll rejoice to start a new adventure with the Lord in a world that's not fallen, but glorious. We need to remind ourselves again and again that our passing over and the second coming are precisely what we long for and pray for. We actually pray to be delivered from this world, not to be extended in it. So apart from feeling whatever emotions you might feel, if Jesus returned today, would you be ready for him? What does it even mean to be ready for him? Our first reading from Baruch gives us some hints. Baruch says, Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. The first thing is when we come into the presence of God, we're to take off our robes of mourning and misery. And that doesn't mean to pretend to be happy. Really, it means we must face our sorrows and mourn them in such a way as to resolve them. We put off our sorrows deliberately by healing from them. If you don't know how to heal from your sorrows, I would love to talk with you. The church has many resources to help us in that regard. And then secondly, what does it mean to put on the splendor of glory? Baruch goes on to explain this by describing the high priest getting dressed. He says the high priest would put on his cloak, and he saw it as the cloak of justice from God. And then he would put the mitre on his head, which had the name of God written on the front, and he saw it as bearing the name of God to others. He was preparing the way of the Lord by healing from sorrows and by bringing justice and God's name to others. Are you letting your heart be healed? Are you an instrument of justice and evangelization for others? Those are prime ways to prepare the way of the Lord, which, by the way, is your job. It's your job. St. Paul, in our reading from Philippians, also suggests how we prepare the way. He says, your love must increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception. One way for us to increase our love for Christ is to grow in knowledge of him. Do you spend more time growing in worldly knowledge than in knowledge of Christ? Whose way are you preparing? Do you strive in the course of each day to perceive the working of Christ in you and in those around you? That's preparing the way. And St. Paul then goes on to say that the goal is for us to be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness. Are you striving for purity? Do you believe that purity is even possible? Purity is possible. And if that's a struggle for you, I'd love to talk with you about that as well. We need to reject the lies of the evil one and to remember that all things are possible with God, including purity, being blameless, being excited for righteousness. In the gospel, we're reminded that God himself worked to prepare the way of the Lord. He waited till the time was right. In the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar, during the ruling of Pontius Pilate and Herod and Philip and Lysanias, during the Jewish priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, then he sent his word to John the Baptist, who was waiting in the desert. Sometimes we prepare for the way of the Lord by waiting in the desert for the word of God to come to us. We go on retreat away from the busyness of the world, the busyness of our lives, and we immerse ourselves in the words of the gospel in the New Testament. Finally, John the Baptist gives us yet another, I think, very important means for preparing the way. John traveled around proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. So we prepare the way, maybe most importantly, we prepare the way of the Lord by repenting of our sins and seeking out forgiveness. This is what it means when we say that Advent is a penitential season. Every time of the year is appropriate to repent. But during Advent, we have our eyes fixed on the coming of the Lord and preparing his way. And so we repent with a greater excitement and with a greater speed. The King is coming. We need to get ready. The King is coming. Imagine going home to get your house ready to have Jesus over for dinner. You get an invitation, right? Or you give an invitation and Jesus says, yeah, I'm going to come to your house tonight. What would you do? It'd be so exciting, right? You go, you clean, you cook, get dressed up really nice, and then the doorbell rings. He's here. He's so exciting. Jesus is here. You go and you open the door, right? Jesus, come on in. Welcome. What a delight to have you here. Please make yourself comfortable. I'll get you a drink. Scotch. Wait. Where are you going? Not the kitchen. It's a mess in there, embarrassing. Let's not go to the kitchen. Wait. No, not the bedroom. There's a lot of dirty laundry in there. Stay out of the bedroom, please. Not the basement. It's not finished. It's unsightly. For God's sake, stay out of the closets. I'm so excited to have you here. Stay right here. And don't move. Jesus is indeed coming, but he's not coming to your physical house. He's coming to the house of your soul. And he will not be confined to one part of your life. We need to prepare every part of our lives to receive him. We need to heal our broken hearts, instruct our eager minds, do righteous deeds with our hands, proclaim his name with our lives, and repent and confess our sins with our tongues. We're commanded to prepare the way of the Lord. Whose way have you been preparing for? It's time to prepare the way of the Lord. So here's the homework for the week. Let your heart be healed by holding your wounds up to the light of Christ. And strive for purity and forgiveness with all your strength. Don't prepare the way of the world any longer. Prepare for and long for Christ.